This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Since the release of a vaccine in 1967, mumps went from being a widespread childhood illness to a mere afterthought for most Americans. But a recent resurgence of the disease indicates that mumps is still a threat in the U.S. Al Barsky is an epidemiologist with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. He's joining us today to discuss the recent outbreak of mumps. Welcome to the show, Al.
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Al, what's the cause of the recent resurgence in mumps cases?
Well, Bob, we're not really sure, but we think it has to do with the protection of the vaccine wearing off after a certain period of time.
So is mumps more common now in any particular age group or region?
Well, mumps traditionally was a disease that affected young children, but now we're seeing more and more cases in teenagers and young adults.
How effective is the mumps vaccine?
One dose is 80% effective, and two doses is 90% effective.
Al, what are the symptoms of mumps?
The most common symptom of mumps is swelling of the salivary glands in the cheeks. It makes you look kind of like a chipmunk. Also, fever, loss of appetite, and just not feeling well.
What should a person do if they think they might have mumps?
The first thing you want to do is contact your healthcare provider. He or she may want to do a blood test or a throat culture to confirm the diagnosis. You would also want to stay away from anyone who may be susceptible to mumps, such as young children.
Al, how often should a person get the mumps vaccine?
The current recommendation is two doses, the first at 12 to 15 months of age, the second at 4 to 6 years of age, just before entering kindergarten. Although we're seeing more and more cases in people who have received two doses of the mumps vaccine, there is currently no recommendation for a third booster dose.
Now, where can listeners get more information about mumps?
More information can be found at www.cdc.gov/mumps.
Thanks, Al. I've been talking today with CDC's Al Barsky about the recent resurgence in mumps cases. Remember, vaccination is still the best way to prevent mumps. Check with your healthcare provider to ensure that you and your children are up to date on the mumps vaccine. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.